It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback, midweek Wednesday style, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, yesterday, as we said, and not necessarily the news late in the show, we lost Raul Mallow, the lead singer of the Mavericks and one of the best voices, bar none, in all of music. And when it comes to the Mavericks, some may classify it as a guilty pleasure, some as a niche band. They defied genre, and largely it's because Raul Mallow, well, he always just considered himself, I heard one time in an interview, he just said, I'm not a country singer, I'm not an Americana singer, I'm just a singer that happens to do a country song every now and then. And boy, did he. And no music genre really knew what to do with them 100%. Probably their most well-known stuff is in the country format. And they all started out of a very, very unlikely place for a country band, and that would be right there in Miami.
Oh.
Yeah, Raul Mallow was born in Miami to Cuban immigrant parents. He was the first to be born in the New World, as he said. But however, much of his adult life, he was out there in Nashville, Tennessee. Except when he actually moved the family down to Houston for his cancer treatment at MD Anderson. But growing up, he was very fond of the music of big names like Elvis Presley, but also Hank Williams Sr. And that's where the country influence started. And then he met up with bass guitarist Robert Reynolds. And they were both performing in various local bands apart from each other. But they got to talking, and they loved Elvis. They loved Johnny Cash. And they loved Roy Orbison, who I always thought Raul Mallow's voice, maybe if there was a parallel, Roy Orbison kind of had that tenor, soft tenor voice. Well, anyway, they formed the band, and actually was quite a big hit because they could play anything.
Ever.
I mean, anything. Flamenco music, they could rock it all. They could do, I would love to hear him wail on some hard rock music, man. There's got to be a recording somewhere out there. But either which way, after being a successful, quote, country band in Miami, they decided to give it a go. And, yeah, got themselves a record contract. And out of the gates there in the 90s, actually, technically, the Mavericks were formed in 89, but it was the early 90s where they really kicked off their run there. And big old hits like What a Crying Shame and All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down. For 34 years, Mallow was proudly married to Betty, had three children there. It was June of 2024. He announced he had been diagnosed with a very aggressive cancer of the spinal cord and the brain. And it was by September of this year that they finally, because he mounted another part of his tour. And back with the Mavericks, who had gotten back together. But he could only make that last until September, losing him, word yesterday, at the age of 60. So just listen to this voice, Raul Mallow.
Oh, girl.